Welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm your host, Paula Thomas, and if you work in loyalty marketing, join me every week to learn the latest ideas from loyalty specialists around the world. Hello, and welcome to today's episode featuring one of the few brands we've had on the show for a third time. Built Rewards is the first ever loyalty program that rewards people for simply paying their rent and now spending locally in their neighbourhood, no matter where they live. Built Rewards can earn points and access exclusive benefits on rent payments at local restaurants, pharmacies, fitness studios and other merchants. And it is ranked as the highest value point currency by top publication. As a company, Built Rewards has raised several rounds of funding, valuing the company most recently at $3.25 billion. Our guest, Dave Canty, is SVP and Head of Loyalty for Built Rewards, someone with a truly impressive loyalty credentials, including brands like JetBlue and IHG. And if you'd like to hear more from Dave, we'll make sure to link to his two previous podcasts in our show notes for this episode. I hope you enjoy our conversation. I'm delighted to announce Capillary Technologies as the new title sponsor for Loyalty TV. Capillary's mission is to bring the loyalty market out of the 1980s and into the present, ditching the slow, chunky manual services of the past. Capillary is all about making loyalty management easy with scalable AI-powered tech that turns loyalty managers into superheroes. Say goodbye to outdated methods and check out the exciting new way to achieve loyalty excellence in 2024. So, Mr. Canty, welcome back to Let's Talk Loyalty. And for the first time, welcome to Loyalty TV.
Hi, Paula. It's great to be here. And congratulations on the launch of Loyalty TV. It's a great move into the media space.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Yes, yeah, it was a lot more work, dare I say it, than we ever expected, which I think is the reality of every, significant proposition development, and you're no stranger to that. So, it actually soft launched about a year ago, but it's taken till now to really kind of find its feet. So, so delighted to have you here, and it is adding a whole new dimension, and actually it is our fastest growing channel. So,
that's right.
So thank you for the kind words, and I know you guys are big fans of amazing content as well, so
we do try.
You try at lots of things. So listen, that's what we're here to talk about. You've been on the show twice before, Dave, so you are in our very illustrious group of people coming back for a third time, and not just because we're friends, but because of the amazing work you guys are doing. I can't wait to get all the updates. It's been 2 years since we've talked to you on the show. But of course, before we start that conversation, we have to get the latest insights in terms of what you're admiring as other loyalty programs other than your own in the industry. So yeah. Please do tell our audience, what is your current favorite loyalty program?
It hasn't really changed much. Flying Blue for the Air France KLM program, I think is very strong and continues to get stronger. I think what Ben's doing over there has been terrific. There are a few others that are starting to kind of emerge. And I think a lot of that is down to what Flying Blue have been doing, they're making others sit up and take notice. So I'm going to continue to be a big fan of what's happening on the Flying Blue program.
Indeed, absolutely, as am I. And we've had Ben on the show, I'm going to say maybe twice, maybe not three times, but definitely he's welcome back anytime. So we're going to
maybe
start getting
back together at some point.
Amazing. You know, there's an idea in that. We'll keep it for off air, Dave. But anyway, there's plenty of interest from our side in terms of like any program at scale that's doing either what you guys are doing or what Ben is doing with Flying Blue. For sure, our audience loves to hear. So so lots of fun times ahead, but I am giving nothing away. So listen, let's get into all of the updates. As I said in the introduction, it has been 2 years since we've had you on the show. And 2 years is a very long time in a fast growing, dare I say, startup, although you don't feel like a startup anymore.
Yeah.
But certainly very impressive performance, which has been obviously published very widely. But for anyone who hasn't heard all of the business updates in terms of what Built Rewards has achieved in recent times, would you talk us through, I suppose, some of the big news in terms of the valuation and the key people you're working with?
Great. So first of all, we have a valuation of 3.2 billion, which is a real kind of, it's an amazing valuation based on where we've come from and where we are today, but it also speaks to some of the progress. We've got a new chairman on the board now with Ken Chenault, the former CEO of American Express. He along with the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, kind of allows us to really bring a lot of expertise as we kind of start to focus in on the neighborhood side of things. You know, the NFL is kind of, certainly in the United States, is in every living room every weekend. And what they do at a local level is terrific. What American Express have done previously is amazing. So to have those types of people on your board is just, I think it's a huge validation for what we're doing.
Yeah. It's not only a huge validation, actually, Dave, at the risk of jumping in, because like I firmly believe that people don't just work for brands, they do work for people. And I know your founder is absolutely extraordinary in terms of his entrepreneurial credentials. But then, as you said, to bring in such established names that are globally recognized, like, you know, a former, you know, chief executive of American Express or the NFL. I mean, that's absolutely unbelievable. And as you said, now, adds not just the brain power, the valuation, and in case anybody missed it, it's 3.2 billion with a B, and access to these incredible new evolutions. I mean, it means your proposition will only go from strength to strength.
Yeah, and I think it continues to go from strength to strength. I think, you know, when we started, where our core proposition is all around rewarding rent, we've evolved much more beyond that. You know, we're a platform now for our real estate partners that allow them to actually engage their residents at a, you know, right down at a local level about all of their milestones and so forth. We're working with all of the merchants in the local neighborhood who already have relationships with the property managers. And we're basically now, rather than sending our residents with kind of like a voucher that is kind of like a one and done, we're now working with those local merchants to basically reward built points for all of the interactions that they have. And I think what's really kind of cool about that is certainly with this younger generation, they're really interested in the communities that they live in. And it's an opportunity for us to kind of work hand in hand in regenerating that local kind of business engagement, you know, whether it be bars, restaurants and so forth. So there's a lot going on in that space. And I think, you know, we're just kind of touching the surface on it. You know, one of the things that you mentioned about Built is the fact that we now do have the most valuable currency. So there's an interest as well in earning the currency wherever you go. You know, so when you move in to a built property, when you move into a built neighborhood, you can earn points at the local restaurants, you can earn points at the local bodegas, you can, you know, for your laundry, for your fitness, whatever. And there's so many more things to come. And, you know, we'll speak about some of the partnerships that we've kind of launched as well that kind of really reinforce that. But I'm very excited about the fact that as you kind of go out now and engage, you can literally book your local restaurant through the Built app now. You can actually see the ordering actually happening real time in the app. It's a really cool development, and you know our customers love it.
Well, I mean, my first question, well, first of all, I want to say congratulations because that sounds absolutely extraordinary. I did look up a couple of stats, of course, in preparation for today. I saw platform spend at over $30 billion. I saw 3,500 fitness studios, 21,000 restaurants. And as you said, you're just getting started.
Yeah, we're literally just getting started. You know, 30 billion might sound like a big number, and to be fair, it is certainly for the stage we are from a company's perspective. But to us, it is just kind of like the beginning, and the fact that more and more people are using the built platform to pay their rent is indicative of that. You know. The great thing is that, you know, we've not only have we established a great kind of service and a great product, both for the residents and the landlords, but we've kind of built up this trust amongst our community, and true advocacy as well, because, you know, our residents now are talking about built to their friends. And we're seeing that in the results we get with our referral programs and so forth. So, yeah. And to me, there's nothing better than seeing a program deliver true loyalty than somebody actually referring it. Yeah. That to me is true advocacy. Yeah. You know, and I've always, as you know, been a big proponent of allowing people to redeem as quickly as they possibly can. And we are absolutely, you know, laser focused ensuring that all of our members are receiving some sort of value. And that continues to be a cornerstone of what we do from a loyalty program perspective. Yeah. So, yeah, there's so much more we can do. You know, so like while I spoke about earning points in the neighborhood, it will subsequently evolve into redeeming points in the neighborhood, you know, really in real time at the POS. And that's pretty cool.
Well, honestly, I don't know which to pick up on, Dave. There's so many points.
Sorry.
No, I know, but it's honestly, it's exactly the purpose of this show. One, I think, very important point that I actually think I've only heard mentioned once before on this show, and I don't know if you've done any kind of analysis on it, but one of my guests, and this is quite a few years ago, Dave, but he talked about, as you just mentioned, the power of referrals.
Yeah.
And specifically this guy, and I just remember he was based out of Scandinavia, which I always think is very kind of digitally savvy. And they had done some retention analysis around members that had been acquired through referrals and members that had been acquired through, you know, digital advertising, you know, whether it's Facebook ads or all of that. And they had a very specific and measurable uplift in terms of those members that did come in through a referral. So I think you're speaking that exact same language. I know, you know, Fred Reichelt that we talked about off air also talks about that power of word of mouth, whether it's net promoter score, whatever. But I think that's something that perhaps a lot of maybe non-loyalty people in particular don't realize how important that advocacy piece is.
It's huge, and especially when you think about the latest generation, Generation Z, those are a young audience that really like to share who they like and who they dislike, and who they trust and who they distrust. Mm. You know, so having advocacy is huge in amongst that generation. And, you know, everything that we've done with an eye for what is relevant, you know, and how can we actually become much more relevant in the everyday life of our membership base. You know, I've spoken before about our membership base is from 24 to 35 with, you know, a median in and around 29. Mm. I mean, that's really a sweet spot. And having those people kind of really endorse your product and your experience is huge. And we don't take that lightly. It's very important to us. And, you know, I've often spoken about the fact that we always continue to listen. We listen to everything that's going on, whether it be good or bad. And in some cases, you know, there are things that we can adjust and we can make better. unfortunately, there's also things that people will kind of complain about that we just can't address at that particular moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's life. That's reality. But as you said, that sweet spot of 29 years of age, I think, is a cohort that a lot of our audience are keen to kind of appeal to.
Yeah.
And I love that insight around sharing and particularly the local piece. And I'd love to get any insights you can share, Dave, in terms of how you've managed to achieve that. And the reason I'm asking that is because I was building partnerships back in Ireland, you know, 15 years ago, one by one, you know, phone calls, calling local merchants. And ultimately, it was a strategy that was simply not scalable, whether it was a software issue or a resourcing issue. But I felt like it was actually just an education issue. So I'm guessing you must have maybe partnerships or something that's helping you achieve the kind of scale that you've got. So anything you can share on that, I would find fascinating.
Yeah, look, I think the easiest way to kind of explain it is that these relationships were already in place by property managers, because you have local merchants that are literally coming to the local residential properties and saying, hey, when somebody moves in, can you send them my way? And here's a voucher for like $5 off a coffee, or, you know, $10 gotcha. Off your first laundrette laundry service, or even the local fitness clubs. So we actually got rid of all of that, you know, from a couponing perspective, but the relationships were already there and we basically leveraged that. So those relationships continue, and there's an advocacy element in that as well. So, you know, there are merchants that we didn't have relationships with that are in the neighborhood that are basically saying, hey, I hear that you guys are interested and we'd like to be part of this. You know, we started off, obviously, really focused on the dining side, because it was something that we could scale pretty quickly. And, you know, we didn't kind of like do it in a one dimensional way. We, like I said, we kind of integrated everything all the way to the POS systems. And that makes the whole experience quite seamless, you know. And then, you know, you tie everything together. So we've kind of broken everything that we're doing down into housing, neighborhood, and travel, if you think about it from that perspective. So on the housing side, you know, you earn points on rent. You know, you can save those points. You can use them towards rent, or you can use them on a down payment on a mortgage and so forth. On the neighborhood side, you know, mobility is a big part of the neighborhood. So we have an extraordinary partnership with Lyft that allow, you know, you to get from where you are at home to wherever, even if it's in the local neighborhood, and you're earning points. And kind of tying those types of things together is important. And then we also want to kind of give people a reason for utilizing all of our partners. You know, so if you think about it from the perspective of, and this is where you kind of like knit travel and the neighborhood and the housing together. So, you know, I'm going to be traveling from my home, so I'm going to actually take a Lyft to the airport. But for doing that, or for taking an action with one of my other partners, we may actually include the Lyft as part of the deal. So there's multiple different ways in which you can kind of like knit those things together, but we're building out the neighborhood side through those local kind of relationships. Yes, there are partnerships that are involved, you know, that allow us to kind of really penetrate down to even the SKU level, in some of the merchants. And that really allows us to develop partnerships like we just announced with Walgreens, which is a very, very innovative partnership in that space, because, you know, that allows Bill to kind of start, I want to say, tiptoeing into the health space. But Walgreens is also very much part of your local neighborhood, and allowing people to shop there, get recognized and so forth is terrific. And, you know, I'm very proud now when I kind of like walk by a Walgreens pharmacy and I actually see the built kind of medallion right on the door that basically says, you know, Walgreens and Built Neighborhood Rewards program. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. And those kind of partnerships, Dave, they just drive so much scale. And again, obviously engagement, which is obviously the most important thing, advocacy that we've also talked about. So I love this evolution. And clearly it's been a busy 2 years. So from, as you said, rent being rewarding, now all of the neighborhood services and anything that your members might want to choose to go, whether it's the coffee, the restaurant or the gym, and beyond, as you mentioned, the likes of Lyft sharing. Mm-hmm. And beyond that then to nationwide brands like Walgreens, who I'm guessing already have, I'm sure they do have their own, I can't remember now, loyalty program. They haven't been on the show. But obviously you're bringing in another layer of partnership for them. So I'd love to understand a little bit about, like, why is health now suddenly, you know, relevant in terms of, like, you know, because it's quite different, as you said, in terms of, you know, where you started to where you're going. Like, it's quite an evolution.
Yeah. And so that's why it's important to kind of look upon Built as a program. And I've mentioned this before. I believe that Built is going to be the most relevant program in anybody's lifetime, because it's relevant from the very first moment that you start renting and now engaging in your neighborhood. And with Walgreens, like I said, with the health element, health is a huge kind of gap in the United States. You know, healthcare has something that people don't realize how expensive it is. Certainly if you live outside the United States, you don't realize how expensive it is. There's a lot of money that gets tied up and basically gets wasted in what we call FSA and HSA accounts. So those are pre-tax dollars that are set aside for you when you, you know, with your employer to basically be used towards healthcare. And in the FSA side of things, those dollars literally expire at the end of the year. They kind of go back to the employer. And we want to make sure that our members can unlock those dollars easily. So what we've done with Walgreens is, and some of the reason that those dollars don't get spent is people sometimes get confused about what's eligible. You know, what kind of spend is eligible and what purchases are eligible? What prescriptions and so forth. Yeah. So with Walgreens now, we are actually working with them in identifying eligible products and categories that are FSA and HSA eligible. And what's actually happening is when somebody purchases those at a Walgreens, they earn points, they earn their Built points, and then Built will actually decipher, is this an eligible spend? Is that not an eligible spend? And we will actually let the member apply their FSA to eligible spending products. So that's a way for the $4 billion that kind of gets lost every year to really kind of come back into the economy and make the lives of a younger generation that kind of wasn't taking advantage of it previously to do so. And Walgreens is such a great neighborhood brand. You know, them and Dwayne Reed, I don't know if you've been to New York recently, but you'll see them kind of like hand in hand together. You know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I go to my local Walgreens and, you know, I get, it comes up on my Built app that I've just earned Built points on my purchases. And it's truly amazing.
Well, amazing. And it must be very rewarding, Dave, because that's the kind of proposition, if I use our technical terms, that actually really makes a dramatic impact. I mean, $4 billion. I mean, how is it that nobody was focused on fixing that problem until you guys came along?
Well, I mean, rent is $700 billion and nobody looked at that either. So, you know.
Good point. So,
but there are, wow. I mean, this kind of gets back to our founder, Ankur Jain, and he's always said this, you know, you start with what the problem is. And Ankur's always been very focused on the social challenges of the younger generation and how can we actually enable people to get value and so forth. So we started with rent, which is huge. Mm. You know, now we're kind of helping in the health space. You know, we're also very much into healthy lifestyle, and that's why we have a big focus on our fitness category within Built. You know, we have an extraordinary amount of gyms and fitness facilities around the country that partner with us. And every rent day, you're starting to see more and more people join the fitness kind of journey based on the fact that Built has opened their eyes to the fact that this is a neighborhood fitness opportunity for you to kind of jump on. And, you know, we've worked with most of our fitness partners, but if I can use one example, in SoulCycle, they're seeing new riders every month based on the activations that we've done with Built.
Wow. And would you remind me what is Rent Day, Dave? Because I know it is a core part of the Built Rewards platform and program. I think it's been in place now for a while, but I know it is a very significant part of your activation. So will you remind our listeners exactly, like, what is the idea of Rent Day?
Yeah, so Rent Day in and of itself is something where we kind of saw the opportunity to make not a poor experience, but an experience that nobody really looks forward to is paying their rent. So we kind of looked forward. We basically said, look, a little bit like the Amazon Prime days, is there a way in which we can actually make Rent Day something that you actually look forward to?
Got it.
What we've done is we've put together a proposition that comes to life very, you know, in the lead up to Rent Day. And that might be double points on Rent Day across all of our categories. It may be working with a specific partner in doing significant one-off promotions. Now, those may be anybody who engages on this particular day might get status match or whatever with one of our partners. Or they may get a transfer bonus when transferring to our partners. And I'm not talking about kind of like a 20%, you know, bonus. I'm talking about 100 and 150% bonuses that we've done with some of our partners that have been crazy. So Rent Day is something that allows us to really kind of create a lot of buzz. It allows us to create a level of excitement amongst our members about what's coming. We work very closely with a lot of our restaurants in creating amazing dining experiences in and around Rent Day. So there's a lot that happens on Rent Day, and it's our favorite day of the year. All 12 of them.
Absolutely. So a favorite of every month. My goodness. Yeah. No, and you know what? I think consumers do appreciate that, you know, because again, it just gives that virtuous circle in terms of like, oh, that was fun. Okay. So then, like, you know, the willingness, the aptitude, the excitement, as you said, for next month. Okay, I'm paying the rent, and actually I'm paying mine now the next weekend. So I know the feeling. But then absolutely to tap into something that's as significant as that, I think consumers really do get quite hooked. Like when we think about, you know, that the psychology of loyalty, there is something about that recurrence that can drive it, especially if you've got such rich rewards from some of your partners.
Totally. And, you know, just speaking about the psychology of loyalty, it's important that people realize value in any program that they're a part of, whether it be Built or another program. But that's something that we are absolutely kind of married to in some ways, you know. Yeah. As far as we're concerned, you have this these young people that are entering the workforce that are, you know, they need to be kind of watching every dollar they spend. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that they're getting something back from it. And they we want them to also kind of have moments of joy, I suppose, you know, where and I think Built can deliver that. And, you know, we can take them on that journey. And part of the journey as well is we're building their credit scores as well, which is huge for this young generation. So, you know, as you kind of continue through the journey with Built, we report your on-time rent payments, and that can save you thousands and thousands of dollars further down the road.
Incredible. You know, I was just in South Africa last week. I think I said it to you off air, and there are, you know, some similarities. One from African Bank, which, you know, has won some international loyalty awards recently, but they were they basically focus on mid and lower end of the market from a banking perspective. And they were talking about the importance of loyalty programs literally to balance the household budget. So as you said, in almost every country now, there are economic challenges in different parts for different people, but anything that loyalty partners can do to support and substantiate people as they get through from one salary, one rent payment to the next, I think there's almost a duty that we can deliver for these people in a really meaningful way.
Totally. Absolutely there is. You know, and, you know, one of the things that Built has done now is we've opened up... you know, Built now has a digital wallet that allows you to add whichever credit card, debit card you want into the wallet. And you can earn Built points for any spend in the neighborhood, regardless of what card you're using. And we've taken that now one step further with one of our partners. And that's a really, really exciting development because rent is a category prior to Built that was never available to audiences if you wanted to pay with a credit card. Yeah. You can do that now with Built. It's free. What we've just done now with a partner like Alaska Airlines is really cool because now we're basically putting together a card proposition. A card proposition for their card, not ours. But we're basically saying, look, we understand that there are people that have a kind of an affinity to any specific program or any specific payment platform or whatever. So with Alaska, we now allow Alaska members, they're earning Alaska miles directly. They're not earning Built points. They're earning Alaska miles just by paying the rent with the Alaska card. And that now is a benefit for Alaska Airlines and their members. So, you know, Alaska members will add their card to the Built wallet. They will select Alaska miles as part of the payment flow when they're paying their rent. And it happens automatically. So that's kind of a big step in the right direction in ways that we can continuously evolve our existing partnerships, you know, and new partnerships. So there's opportunities for us to really kind of introduce this younger base to you, but also stimulate your existing base.
And you know, like you had mentioned that to me, obviously, when we were planning today's call, Dave, about the Alaska Airlines partnership. And I have to say, it was one that I kind of went, oh, that wouldn't strike me initially in terms of the most obvious maybe airline partner. I know you've got a lot of partnerships in the travel space. But of course, I went onto your YouTube channel. I love the content you guys do. And saw a brilliant video there, which explained, I suppose, you know, how powerful that partnership is. First of all, Alaska Airlines being the fifth biggest airline in the United States.
Yeah.
And also they're part of the One World Alliance. So it's not literally what initially sounded to me, again, living very far away, as something that could be, you know, relevant in a remote part of the country. Actually, it's relevant globally because there's everything from British Airways to all of those One World Alliance partners that you can redeem those points for. So
absolutely.
It sounds like it's an amazing one.
You know, Alaska is an amazing airline. Not only are they the fifth largest, but they're also one of the favorite airlines in the world, never mind in the United States. The interesting thing about Alaska is that they have a program that they stayed true to. While a lot of programs kind of went in the revenue direction, Alaska still is based, their program is still based on distance. And there are diehards that still love that. And yes, the One World element to it is huge. You know, we already have One World partners, but giving our members the opportunity to fly on Alaska, to redeem through Alaska to all four corners of the globe is a huge. You know, if you look at the overall portfolio of partners of Bilt, you've got access to over 100 airlines around the world, across all of the major alliances. So now, I mean, it's very cool to be able to travel the world just by paying your rent and just by spending in your local neighborhood. And, you know, Bilt has been all about that. So we're very, very excited about the partnership. They're you know, terrific brands to work with, great people. So we're excited about it.
Incredible. Wow. Well, listen, Dave, we have touched on all of the major developments. And again, it feels like, you know, you've achieved so much in such a short period of time. So the evolution, as you said, the neighborhood proposition, the evolution of your travel proposition. I guess I wanted to close by maybe getting an update in terms of your membership numbers, and also just ask you, like, what does the future hold? I know it holds a lot, but what are you thinking about in terms of growing the proposition even further?
Right. And when we use the word evolution, we're continuing to evolve. We're evolving every day. So, you know, I think we're just north of 3 million members now in Bilt. Which, if you think about when we started and where we are today, is tremendous growth. You know, we'll continue to build out the neighborhood platform. We'll continue to add new partnerships. We'll continue to look for ways to bring relevance and value to our members in the community. You know, we'll have a number of new partners that we will bring to the fore. That we're all very, very excited about, you know. Yeah, so stay tuned. you know, and you know, the other thing is, there's so much more that we can do. You know, we're scratching the surface on the student side of things, student housing. So you know, we will probably get into that a little bit more. Mortgages is obviously the obvious one that we continue to get asked about, and we'll probably be discussing that in a little bit more depth the next time, I would say.
Indeed, yes. And I won't ask the same question. You know, my favorite one is, when are you coming to Dubai?
We've got so much going on, Paula, that, you know, the UAE and other parts of the world. And it's funny. It's not just your favorite question. We get asked this all the time. But it's very, very important that we focus on what we're doing. Believe it or not, we're still a very young company. We're still growing at a very rapid rate, and it's very important that we don't take our eye off the ball. So there's a lot of opportunity, and I'm hopeful. By the way, I hope that we go global, but there are lots of things that we can learn from our domestic market first, and get ourselves in a place where, when we do, it's untouchable. It's kind of the best, amazing experience, the most amazing experience you'll ever have.
Well, there's never any shortage of ambition as far as you're concerned, Dave. So thank you for answering that question, because I know there's plenty of people, friends of mine and everyone listening to this show, who is incredibly impressed by what you're doing and just wish to have a piece of the action, dare I say it. So listen, that's all the questions from my side. I know your time is precious. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention for our audience before we wrap up?
No, all I would say is it takes a village, believe me. There are a lot of people in the built organization that work feverishly to bring the experience to life. And, you know, whether it be our customer service people, our engineering people, our product people, our marketing people, you know, even our loan legal guy. There's a lot of people that really deserve a lot of credit for what we're doing on an everyday basis. And I just want to kind of give them a shout out. And,
amazing.
You know, you'll never walk alone.
Indeed. Absolutely. Well, well said. Yes, yes. From another Liverpool fan. Absolutely. Perfect. So with that said, Dave Canty, Head of Loyalty for Built Rewards, thank you so much from Let's Talk Loyalty and Loyalty TV.
This show is sponsored by Wise Marketeer Group, publisher of The Wise Marketeer, the premier digital customer loyalty marketing resource for industry-relevant news, insights, and research. Wise Marketeer Group also offers loyalty education and training globally through its Loyalty Academy, which has certified nearly 900 marketeers and executives in 49 countries as certified loyalty marketing professionals. For global coverage of customer engagement and loyalty, check out thewisemarketeer.com and become a Wiser Marketeer or subscriber. Learn more about global loyalty education for individuals or corporate training programs at loyaltyacademy.org.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com, and we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.